Daisy.
And I'm Terry.
And this is the Monday Mindset Podcast,
where we share things of interest to us and hopefully to you.
So let's get started with episode number 80.
And this week it's Daisy's turn to share something with us. Daisy, what do you have?
Well, Terry, I am back with one of the ones I often use, which is Just One Thing with Michael Mosley. And this one, I'd actually listened to it and I was potentially going to share it with you last time I shared something, but I thought, no, I use this podcast too often. I will go with something else. It's a handy podcast because it always seems to have something, it's aptly named, just one thing that you probably should be changing in your life. And this is one of those things. It is entitled Stand Up. And I had planned to be recording this standing up, but as we were discussing before we started recording, my shitbag dogs have chewed through the charging cable of my laptop and have thrown things into disarray. So I am in my usual position next to a snoring French bulldog. Anyway, I listened to this podcast and found it a little bit depressing, to be perfectly honest. It was one of those ones that there are all sorts of problems with not doing what they're suggesting you're doing and all the serious things it could have that's detrimental to your health. I can just tell by your face I'm really selling this to you, aren't I? But it's not all bad news. So yes, it is all about standing up, the need to stand up more than we are currently standing up. And he kicks off by saying, you know, he sells the benefits of doing whatever he's talking about. And in this case, apparently it raises your heart rate, improves your metabolic health, blood sugar regulation, bones, and even potentially your psychological health. All sorts of problems come from prolonged, uninterrupted sitting. And most of us are sitting down for an average of 10 hours or more per day. And as usual, they rope in a test subject. And in this case, he was called Jake. And they asked him to stand up every hour for a minimum of 2 to 3 minutes. And they leave him with that and they report back and tell you what benefits he might have had by doing that. So other problems, increased risk of heart disease, type 2 diabetes, always on the list, isn't it? And even death from all causes. Jeez. So he goes straight in there with the big one. He talked about a few studies, which I often don't really go into, but they were all quite interesting and definitely added to the argument. There was a study in the UK that showed with a group of women that they had shorter telomeres. And this was for women that are sitting for 10 or more hours per day. There's an old study from the, these are all in the UK, I believe, these studies. There's an old study from the 1950s, which I think was one of the things that first alerted them to this problem. And it was looking at bus drivers versus bus conductors. One sits down all day, one is on their feet all day. And they found that the bus drivers were twice as likely to have a heart attack than the conductors. Now, I don't know the details of the study. There might have been other factors that were influencing that, but that's certainly something that they drew from it. There was a random controlled trial that was done using NHS workers as the test case. And one group, the control group, just carried on as normal. And the test group were given standing desks. I don't think they said in this one how much they used them for, but the end result was that they felt less anxious, fatigued, and felt more engaged at work. One other one quickly was one that he'd been involved in, looking at office workers, and they were asked to stand for an extra 3 hours per day for a week. And they found that this raised their heart rate, and they extrapolated from this, and they worked out that if they were to carry on doing this over a year, you would burn the same number of calories as if you had run 10 marathons. And that's from standing up for an extra 3 hours a day. So you might think, well, maybe I can counteract the negative effects of sitting down all day because, you know, lots of people do sit down all day. Something I've noticed that's different in my working life. I'm sitting down a lot more working at the laptop, and all sorts of people, that's, you know, that's their work. That's what they do. So you might think you can counteract it by going to the gym. Well, yes, to a certain extent you can, but if you want to undo the damage that you've done from sitting down all day, you are going to need to do a minimum of 40 minutes of moderately vigorous exercise every day. And there's another downside with sitting down for long periods of time. It can apparently also decrease the benefits of any exercise that you do. So the trick is to break up the time that you spend sitting down. And he talked to a Professor John Buckley, who has been collecting data since 2005, 2008. And he says that on average, we are spending more time sitting down, probably double the average pre-1950s. And in general, we spend 70 to 80% of our waking hours on our bottoms. And the problem is, he says, it slows your metabolism and there's a general lack of stimulation on all parts of your body, as we've already discussed, things like your bones and your metabolism. You're basically just at resting level all the time. And comes back to, as we've come back to before, we are built to be hunter-gatherers and we're designed to be moving for most of the day at a slow and fairly continuous pace. And we only tended to stop to eat and sleep, probably socialize a bit, I imagine. So, you know, we're not doing what we're designed to do. And apparently what people report versus what they're actually doing, if they're monitored with something, they tend to underreport by 80 to 100%. They're more sedentary than they think they are, and they're less active. And he says the problem comes down to gravity. Gravity pulls on your body with a small but pretty constant force. And he says you can see this really clearly with somebody who's had to have extended bed rest if they've been ill. And astronauts, he talks about astronauts and how fit they have to be to go to space. But even so, and even with all the exercises they do, when they come back after a 6 month stay in space, whatever it is, they find that they have a lot of muscle depletion, lowering in bone density, general fitness level lowered, lung capacity lowered. So that's all the negative stuff. I told you it was a little bit depressing, but he does have some top tips. And so it's pretty obvious, really. You just need to stand up more often, move about more often. But how do you do that? How often should you do that? Well, he suggests, ideally, you need to be getting up 2 to 3 times every hour for a few minutes, but try to maybe tie it in with something else. So they return to their test subject, Jake. I can't remember, but he has some kind of office job. And so he committed to do this. And what he found was that he thought of a few more things that he could be doing standing up. So he said he tended to speak on the phone standing up, for example. And he found over this trial period that he was more productive during his working day. He was enjoying work more. He said it was good because just the act of walking away from his desk a bit more, whether it just be, you know, walking around, speaking to somebody on their phone, or making a point of going out for a walk during his lunch break or tea break, whatever it was. And he also found that he had more energy in the evenings, felt more like doing things when he got home in the evening, like cooking himself a healthy meal, you know, things like that. So you can see potentially these small things have this really good knock-on effect. So there you have it. Stand up more often, but Perhaps think about ways you can tie that into something else. So as an example, I went to the hospital today to have a follow-up eye appointment. And instead of doing what the sign told me to do and take a seat while I was waiting, well, I stood up, paced around a bit. So that's an easy way to stand up a bit more. But I've been just, since listening to it, I've been a little bit more aware about getting up, you know, at least once an hour, but hopefully a little bit more, and maybe doing something when I get up, you know, walking around, maybe doing a few squats or a few press-ups against the sink or, you know, whatever it is. But especially if you are somebody who speaks on the phone a lot, that's a really easy way to be standing up a bit more without really thinking about it.
And as you were talking about it, Daisy, I was thinking about what I hear so many people describing since the beginning of the pandemic, and many people going home rather than working at their office or on location. And what I've heard a lot of people talk about is winding up in the kitchen very frequently throughout the day to eat something. Mm-hmm. And I was just thinking, okay, so how do we combine this idea that it's good for you to get up frequently
Without going to the fridge,
right.
I have to admit that's something that I've noticed the difference between, and knowing for sure that it's not hunger, because I thought about the times where I would be standing up, swimming for 3 hours, gardening, whatever it was, when I was away from the house and I wouldn't be hungry. But yes, being at home in the locale of the fridge, much more tempting.
So again, it just, I think, reinforces what you described of thinking about things that you can do to stand up more often. And if that means walking around, getting a little bit of movement, walking a different direction than your kitchen. Mm. If you have a yard or a patio or even a small porch or something that you could just go out, then you could combine other health things like get some morning sunlight.
Fresh air.
Absolutely. So I was just listening for that. I thought, oh no, that is great advice.
But don't tack it onto your trip to the fridge.
And don't use it as a way to justify, well, I'm just doing what's good for me. I want shorter telomeres, so, or longer
telomeres. Daisy said.
That's right. Yeah. No, that's really interesting. And I remember years ago, some research, and I think it was specifically focused on cardiovascular health, and compared doing an intense workout versus getting up and moving every hour. Mm. And at the time, I was a therapist, so I was sitting in a chair all day and swore when I read that I would get up between sessions and go walk a flight of stairs and come back. Don't think I ever really implemented that idea, but I definitely think even just small ways to get up. And I bought a thing, I think I may have told you about it. It's a thing that you can stand on. It's a balancing kind of thing.
Oh, yes.
And I have a piece of furniture that I think would be just the right height to put my laptop on and stand on that while working. So now I feel a little more motivated that I may need to actually start practicing that now that you've brought up this topic.
Yes, I've been looking around at ways I can, figure out how to basically have a standing desk without having to buy a standing desk.
Mm-hmm. Bingo.
What can I stack up to be the right sort of height to potentially do some of the things I do standing up? Yes. But yes, it just really brought it home to me that I have really changed the kind of work I do a fair bit, and I'm doing less of the things that involved standing up. And I do things. I mean, that was the bit where my heart sank when they said about, you know, you can't counteract it in one go. I'm like, oh, damn it. Mm-hmm. You know, I get up in the morning and I go down to the sea and I swim around and I come back and I take the dogs out for a walk. Can't that counteract all the 10 plus hours I spend sitting at the laptop? No.
But if you think of it this way,
I mean, it helps.
It certainly is so good for you. But if you think of it this way, most of us actually need some breaks while we're doing something where we're concentrating and focusing on something.
Especially working on a computer.
Absolutely. And so if you, I mean, I'm going to check back in a few weeks and see if I'm actually doing this, but you could even set a reminder that, you know, if you're doing 2 hours of work, schedule in 4 times that you're going to get up, even just walk around for, you know, 15 seconds, 30 seconds, and then sit back down. Because that will really be beneficial for all kinds of reasons, not only the standing for the reasons you described today, but taking a break from the computer, letting your eyes take a break from the computer, refocusing on what you're working on rather than just kind of being stuck in the monotony of it could be really beneficial, actually.
Yes. And one of the things, the reason I was at the hospital was trying to sort my eyes out. And she gave me some different exercises on top of the exercises I already do. And she was telling me about the importance of resting your eyes between the exercises she'd given me, she was talking about. But yes, it would make sense with a computer. And I can remember, you know, back in the days where computers were a new and wonderful thing, showing my age. But I can remember being, you know, as kind of part of the training was the importance to do different things like looking away from the screen every 15 minutes or whatever it was, but getting up and moving around and stretching once an hour. It makes me think about those, and we've talked about these in a previous episode, I think. I might have to look for a podcast episode to find out a bit more about the other benefits involved, but those work timers you can get that go on your computer. And I think you can set them for different periods. But I think it was an episode you did, and it was about working in blocks of time. And these focus timers can really help with focusing your mind for working. But I was just thinking it would be a really good way of using those for this reason as well. You use the break times to get up and walk around.
Absolutely. Well, Daisy, now I feel like I need to stand up rather than sitting here talking with you.
Absolutely. This is definitely one of those weeks that I am determined to implement, to really make a part of my daily life, because it sounds like it is very important. I'm already aging a fair old lick. I need to slow that down a bit.
By any means possible.
Absolutely. And standing up once an hour or a few times an hour for a minute or so actually seems doable, doesn't it?
It does. It just requires a lot of habit changing.
Yes.
Making it conscious enough for a while that it becomes a new habit until you don't have to think about it again.
Yes, which is maybe why one of these timers might be a good thing.
Absolutely. All right, everyone. As you're listening to this podcast end, I hope you can stand up, move around, and come back and listen to another.
I hope you have a very wonderful week.
Take good care, everybody. Bye-bye.